Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the latest additions to the Scrabble Dictionary, the highs and lows of the streamies, Corey goes off about Tanya Khan and Jake Paul, what my 2018 Halloween costumes should have been, and what Corey's passionate about on the 2018 midterms ballot. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Okay. Did you know that's a new word in Scrabble?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just okay.
Yes.
I feel like I've been watching a lot of TV lately with closed caption, or maybe YouTube videos. I don't know. But I keep just getting really bothered when they just do okay.
I agree with that.
I think...
I find it to be... It's like the artists that do...
I'll tell you what it is.
Since you been gone.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
I was going to say, I'll tell you what it is.
Tell
it's not
it
okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you say in response to that, ew, which is another new Scrabble word?
Were you just like on the Scrabble dictionary?
No, it's the Scrabble dictionary, according to USA Today. Yes, this is the news. They have added
breaking.
New words. It was breaking news. They added new words. They added okay, just okay. They added ew, E-W,
obviously. This is ridiculous. I'm okay with ew. Have they added hmm?
No.
Like H-M-M-M-M-M-M?
No.
Well, what if you get a bunch of M's in your little slot?
Oh, I have. This morning.
Peanut or caramel?
It doesn't matter as long as... Anyway, to okay and ew, would you say yowza? Because that's one of the new words also. Oh, Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm just here.
No, never mind.
So mm-hmm's a word, but not
no, hmm. No, it's not in.
Wow. Do you remember the phrase, things that make you go, hmm?
Yeah, what is that from? What is that?
I don't know. Let me give it a little Google.
Corey, every time you wear that shirt, I think, those sleeves are so long.
Wow.
Not that it's a bad thing.
And then what?
Well, that's it.
Oh, things that make you go, hmm, was a song.
No.
From 1990, from, yeah, CC Music Factory. Things that make you go, hmm.
No.
I don't know.
Did
how
you see
goes.
Who performed at the finale of the streamies this year?
I did, but it was Charo and Naughty by Nature or something.
Not Naughty by Nature. No.
Who was it?
I couldn't tell you.
You know the streamies are all look at us with our throwback 90s.
I know. It's like, what are they doing ever?
I mean, I was here for it when it was like Jefferson Starship or whatever it was the 1 year I was there.
No.
But since then, I say no to the streamies. And can you believe I forgot to tweet the gif of me rolling my eyes while you smiled gleefully?
Well,
at those men at the sparkly beards at the streamies?
Nothing really exciting happened this year. I did perform... I did
an original.
No, I did. What's it called? Present an award.
And who won it?
I presented Creator of the Year.
Wow.
To Shane Dawson.
Cool.
Who did not show up.
Neat.
So Tana Mojo accepted.
Did he give her that permission?
Well, it was. I think a lot of his wins were based on his TanaCon docuseries.
Tana content.
Yes,
is what content. You were looking for there.
So I think it felt kind of normal and real for her.
Yeah. What do you think about award shows presenting awards to like categories that people aren't there?
Well, I like it because it shows that they don't pick somebody just because they came.
That makes sense.
You know, it's because there's a lot of award shows. I would say probably like the teen choices, the kids choices, just, the people's choices.
Just randomly pulling these out of the air.
Yeah. No, I mean, they give awards to people that don't show up, but I think they say if you show up, yeah, is the type of language. So it's kind of like, if they give it to somebody who's not there, that makes me feel like, oh, they were actually going to give it to that person, yeah, not because they could book them to come.
That's true. I mean, when I was watching the American Music Awards or whatever one was a few weeks ago, I definitely thought there's no way that person really like beat Drake.
Right.
They're just giving it to them because Drake's not here.
Right. Well, the performer of the evening was Montel Jordan.
Oh, I love Montel Jordan.
Can you name one song?
Yeah. What's that one?
Well, he sang the one. The 90s platinum selling hit. This
is how we do it.
Yeah.
Wow. I would have left.
I was gone. I was backstage by then.
I would have left. My Uber would have been there.
I was backstage, but I did see on Mamrie's story, Nathan dancing front row.
Wow.
So.
I saw you guys were sitting very close to Trixie and Katya.
Yes.
Any good stories there?
Well, I saw Trixie as I was running to go do my sound check.
And
she said, oh. And I said, oh my God, I'm on my way to do sound check. I'll be right back. She goes, okay. And I said, but I do want to have a moment with you. And she says, okay.
And the moment was you being like, you didn't deserve to win All Stars 3.
Don't be rude. It's not like she wrote the script.
I know. She knows she didn't deserve it.
Anyway.
And then did you have your moment?
No, he didn't have a moment.
Wow.
But I did see
her. So you do hate her.
No, she was at the table. Trixie and Katya were at the table next to us. And there just wasn't a moment where I would have gone over that was appropriate, especially during like commercial breaks, blah, blah, blah. And plus, three reasons truly. Number one, I didn't feel like there was a moment that was like the right moment. Number two, I'm like the last person that wants to bug anybody. And no. I feel like Trixie and Katya were like number one victims of being bugged in the streamies.
I'm sure,
so I was just
there.
Like, you know what? I don't want to be that bitch, you know? And then number three, it's like, okay, well.
You know, the whole point of the streamies is just people bugging people. I felt like every time I went, there were just people bugging people. People's managers bugging people. Everyone bugging.
It was a who's who.
That Vine girl like waving at you from four tables over.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
It was a true
Escape the Night reunion, though. Everybody was there.
Which season?
Mainly because all three seasons have had every YouTuber possible. So it's like everybody at the streamies has been on a season.
Well, season four, All-Stars, Hanny.
Is it All-Stars?
I don't know. They alluded to like people coming back.
If it's All-Stars, then would it be like all people that died before?
Yeah.
And then they get
welcome back.
Zombies? Well, yeah, that's kind of rude because then what would I come back as? Just kind of like
what if it's like winners versus losers?
Stupid.
I would like that.
I would like maybe all the winners come back for the first scene and we're conjuring up the zombies and we say, one last battle royale.
You say, my lucky rat tail, and then you throw it in your cauldron.
And I pull out Joey Gritzoff's hair and throw it in the cauldron.
What season of his hair, Hanny? Season three.
Did you know who won the Milkbone Dog of the Year honor?
Oh, God.
Presented by Milkbone.
If it wasn't Air Bud.
And presented by Gus Kenworthy.
Oh, God.
The winner was Todd.
Todd the dog?
Yep. He's a golden retriever.
Over the weekend, I was at a pool party and I saw a German Shepherd kick a witch. How do you think that made me feel?
Okay, so so was it a front two paws, like punching forward, kicking? Or was it like the witch was behind the dog and the dog kicked back?
Well, first of all, do you believe that a dog could kick a witch? Because it was
absolutely.
It was big drama.
In this world.
It was big drama. People kept telling me, Corey. People kept saying, Corey. A dog can't kick.
Oh, well, let alone a witch.
I said a dog can kick, Hanny.
A dog can kick, but my question stands.
Okay, what was the question?
Was it a front-facing kick with its two front paws?
No, it was...
It could really jump and go...
It was looking
or
the
was
other
it,
way.
And it kind of kicked back.
Kicked with a back leg.
Very horse-like. Donkey.
Exactly. And I said, can a horse kick? And they said, yes. And I said, well, therefore, then a dog can kick. And that witch didn't even see it coming.
Did you get a kick out of it?
Yeah.
Did the witch get a kick out of it?
Sure did.
What kind of witch?
Well, it was actually just a statue of a... I sent you a picture. You know that picture I sent you of all those ghosts in a circle and I tagged it? Five Sister.
Oh,
Wiglin.
It never loaded because I was on a flight. I didn't see it. Should I look at it live?
You really should. It's five ghosts in a circle dancing.
Was it in the Six Sisters Wiggling group chat?
It sure was. Okay, probably the last thing that was in that group text.
Well, no, people were saying haha to it, and I thought, well, I really can't join this fun because on the flight I don't have service.
Well, I really can't cackle at this pic. Is it even going to load now, or should I pull it up on my phone?
Maybe. Hold on. Six Sisters.
I'm really here for this.
You know, I can't find the group chat.
Oh, well, it's the number six, not the word six, first of all.
Yeah, it's not loaded. It's this. See?
Okay, hold on.
Show me.
Hold on. I just accidentally refreshed my Twitter, and it says that Sarah Bareilles has a new song coming out on Friday. And I'm kind of very excited.
Do you feel like the witch kicked you?
Bitch, the witch just kicked everything in my body.
What's the song going to be like? I hope it's kind of like a... Do you think it's going to be more Ally or like Ally Pop or Ally...
Oh, my God.
Or Ally Rock?
The album artwork. This is all just too much. It says, everything changes. My big news is new music. Armor will be released on Friday. Can't wait to share. But before your ears get anything, your eyes will get the artwork. Here's an appetizer, if you will.
I cannot believe we're spending a full minute on this.
Oh, my God. She's wearing black distressed denim. She's barefoot.
Show me.
I'm turning. Wow.
That is a foot fetishist's dream.
Wet dream. Dry dream. Unsocked dream.
Yeah, that is a holy foot.
Oh, yeah. That looks
like a dog kicking frontward.
I mean, if people are... This podcast is coming out on Tuesday. The song's going to already be out. So,
well, people, what do you think? Tweet Corey. I'm sure he cares.
I do care.
Corey texted me the other day. He goes, have you watched the full Jake Paul Shane Dawson docuseries? I said, baby, not only do I not care, I didn't... I tried, and I just... It's full of people I could not kick with a dog's back leg. Okay, so no, I didn't watch it. He goes, I just have a lot of thoughts. I need to talk to somebody about it. I said, well, baby, it ain't me.
I know, and then I was tweeting.
And then he proceeded to text me about it. I said, honey, you've really reached your limit. I'm done responding.
And
that's when the responses ended from me.
And you're welcome.
Did you find somebody to talk to about
it? I did. Thank you very much.
Great.
I texted Erin Robinson, one from Clever, and she and I discussed. And I said, I think this just opens up such a bigger conversation about YouTube in general.
What? Go on.
Shane Dawson.
Oh, are you about to unleash?
There was a real big problem for me in that last episode as he sat and lectured Jake Paul about how he thinks him pitching merch is like, he's not allowed, Jake shouldn't be allowed to pitch merch because he has a younger audience and that's like manipulating them. I'm like, what? This just makes no sense to me. How is that manipulating children? You should be able to pitch merch if you want. And Jake defended himself.
Wait, so a YouTuber can't have merch if they have a young audience?
Shane was saying that since Jake has a young audience, that he thought it was a little manipulative as like how often Jake talks about his merch. And what are you saying?
I'm just asking. I'm trying to make the leap that you're trying to make.
Well, he's saying that he shouldn't be able to pitch merch, but then Shane's got his merch linked in his bio.
That was the leap I was waiting for you to make. I thought that's where you were going.
Well, that is where I'm going, but I'm like, anybody can sell merch.
I'm not arguing with that. Districtlines.com/Tyler Oakley. I don't care if you're a fucking fetus. Buy it.
Well, Jake Paul said, Jake Paul goes, bitch, there's... Well, he didn't say bitch, but he was all, there's commercials during SpongeBob, and that's a kid's show. And I thought, go off.
I agree. I have no dog in the fight except the dog that kicked the witch. So.
I just thought, if you want to sell merch, sell merch. And if the problem was with kids buying merch, six-year-olds can't even buy merch without begging their parents for it. So if their parents are letting them do it.
When I was four, I had a PayPal.
There you go.
It was a pal I paid.
How much?
Four doll hairs. Yeah,
So since you were four, you've been paying for your friends because you still are.
Yeah, well.
I'm your PayPal.
Chipotle sent me a whole bunch of gift cards, and my good friend Nick really just loves to go to Chipotle with me because I have all those gift cards.
Wow.
I'm not going to say he's a greedy bitch, but you know.
He's a hungry little pig.
Yeah. Did you know chorizo's back?
Well, I heard for a limited time only.
It's not for me.
You tried it?
I tried it.
Wow.
Got a kick.
Have you had the queso at Chipotle?
It's got a kick. It's not comparable to the witch's kick.
I'm pretty sure like three podcast episodes ago, you went on this hoot about how you're very into hot sauce.
Oh,
but chorizo's got too much of a kick for you.
It's a different type of kick.
Too spicy?
Different type.
Too spicy for your tongue?
Remember when Miranda Sings and I did a Nature Box brand deal, and she tasted some Nature Box, and she goes, spicy! And I thought that was the most iconic thing that's ever happened in Nature Box.
In fact, I do remember that.
Which brings us to today's sponsor, which is Nature Box.
It is not.
It's not Nature Box.
I still haven't found the picture of the witches for you.
Yeah, you've been scrolling this whole time?
Where could it be? Where?
You know what I found out? We need to stop talking about people in our real lives, because somebody went to Austin's Instagram and they're like spamming him about how he needs to get rid of a rib. Everyone's going to Anthony's and telling him that he needs to let me have a sleep machine, sound machine for my sleeps. It's like, all y'all need, you can, here's the thing, listen to us, but mind your fucking business. Don't go lollygagging around.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go, that's, this is how we do it.
Exactly.
Don't kick the witch when it's down. Okay.
Well, yeah. I don't even know where that.
You can't find the picture?
No, I can't. It's because I was up north.
Wait.
And I had no service. So all the texts went
where
through very
you?
Stupidly.
Up north where? San Francisco?
Greenville. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it.
Well, we went, and it was a multiple birthday parties that people had for each other, and we all hung out. I don't even know
how. My invites must have gotten lost in the ether.
A witch got kicked by a dog. There was a drag show, and I was actually a little nervous that the drag show wouldn't be great. It was phenomenal. But our friends were a little on one, had been day drinking, been hanging out, partying all day, and they're sitting there in the front row getting ready to watch this drag show, and they take off their shoes, they're putting the dollars in between their toes and handing drag queens dollars in between their toes.
Only in Greenville.
Somebody, I'm not going to name names, put a dollar in their mouth for the drag queen to take, and their gum got stuck to it.
Who?
And the drag queen took the money.
Was
with
it a,
gum
was it,
stuck
it
to
was a
bill.
Gay?
It was one of our gay friends.
Is it? Was it?
And they said,
was
and
it
now,
somebody who might sometimes have a mustache?
Well, sometimes they have a mustache.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Was it? I'm trying to narrow it down. Who?
Who? Some? Which one of our friends sometimes has a mustache?
Jeebs. Doesn't he sometimes? Doesn't he?
I guess
I don't really keep tabs on his upper lip.
The fact that you knew that was Cheeps who was the one who did it.
Well, you know, I feel like I understand deeply the issues that our friends have.
I think he always has a mustache, but
well, I mean sometimes it's purposeful.
Yeah,
sometimes he just doesn't shave.
Well, yeah, that's just like that's how facial hair works on a man.
Can't relate. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Robinhood. Now, Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It's simple and intuitive with a clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way, which I love. One of my favorite things about Robinhood is that you can view stock collections and curate different categories like female CEOs. So if there's certain things that you want to invest in, you can really find what works for you. Plus, you get to learn by doing. You can learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. And y'all know we don't talk about anything on Psychobabble without giving you guys the hookup. So Robinhood is giving Psychobabble listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. All you gotta do is sign up at psycho.robinhood.com. Again, that is psycho.robinhood.com. Thank you, Robinhood, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Wait, by the time this episode goes live,
Will Sarah Bareilles have had a new single out to radio?
No, this episode's going live on the 30th?
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, it is. The rumors are true. Well, I'll have a new video going live that day.
God.
Guess what it is?
You and Miranda Sings at a scary witch's house.
No, it's 4 Halloween costumes for 2018. Last year I did 2017, because that would make sense.
You don't say.
And do you remember what I was last year?
Yes, I can name them.
Yeah, can you actually?
You were a You were that can of LaCroix that's sitting right there on the table.
I was.
LaCroix.
I was. Not very slimming.
You were the Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
You
Which were, I still have never seen.
I never watched
I really tap
two.
Into culture, but I don't tap too deep.
There was a grinder board.
Yep. A grinder home screen.
And then the last one was a jock.
Nope. This is a cast.
Oh, Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes.
Wow, what is it going to be this year, I wonder?
Can you make some guesses? What are the cultural things that I should have been dressed as in 2018?
You should be like a voter's ballot.
That was on the short list of what I was thinking to do.
140 reasons to vote?
No, it is very like, okay, but yeah, no, I didn't do that.
What else has its thumb really on the pulse of...
Maybe think Shane Dawson docuseries again.
You're going to be Tanya Khan. I don't know who Tanya is.
Tanya, not Tanya Burr. Not Tanya Burr.
Is Tanya Khan the girl that...
Tanya Khan.
Is Tanya...
Tanya! She was on Escape the Night.
Is she the girl that like cries on her kitchen floor?
We all kind of are.
Is that... Who was the one that was on Celebrity Big Brother
Trisha.
UK? Okay, Trisha Paytas is not.
She's the one
Tanya
who told.
Khan.
She's the one who told TMZ that I have no friends. Did you see that
outside of a coffee shop?
Yeah, she was outside of Alfred's Coffee.
I remember, and I thought she was.
What do you think of Tyler Oakley? They go. We don't. He has no friends. I said, oh my God. From the loneliness of my living room, I said, oh my God.
I think I remember seeing that and thinking, what is she wearing?
I felt honored, but also bullied.
Well,
truly.
So you and her both aren't coming back for All Stars.
Did she win Escape the Night?
I think she was like third out. Oh, she was on season one.
I do have a really good video of her from the streamies. She was on stage when somebody won.
So Tanya Khan is not Trisha Paytas. Do they have crossover? What is she doing?
I'm showing Corey the video I have of Trisha Paytas at the streamies.
I don't even know.
She was on stage just waving, kind of. That's all. I zoomed in and I thought, me.
I think that's all you ever do when you're on stage.
Wave.
Maybe.
I do the wave.
Yeah. You wiggle, you wave.
Well.
You kick a witch.
I do. Well.
Well.
No, what? No, well. Guess the other costumes that I was for 2018.
Okay, yeah, you were, I feel like pregnancy's in.
Pregnancy is in. Colleen.
Wait, so you were.
Colleen's been pregnant for 14 years.
Were you Tanya Khan? Wait, go back.
I was somebody related to a Shane Dawson docuseries. Coming out at noon today, if you're listening, as soon as this episode goes live.
Tanya Khan.
Okay, so that's one of the costumes.
Got it.
Who's like the biggest artist of the year this year, would you say? One of the biggest.
Musically?
Musically, and also like has a very big public relationship.
You're probably going to talk about Gaga.
Well, that's a different costume. I'm talking about who's really had a very public relationship this year that had a roller coaster.
Ariana Grande.
But also had an album come out. So maybe that might be one of the costumes.
You're going to be a divorced Ariana Grande?
You know what? I'm going to show you the look, and you can react to it, but don't say anything to the people. They'll have to go click the video. This is the look.
This podcast comes out before that episode. I mean, same day,
so
but...
this is the outfit.
Okay. Is that like an iconic outfit?
I think so. Okay, so that's
or did
one
you
of
just
them.
Go for like easiest pick you could get?
Okay, well, don't be a clit.
What size shoes do you wear?
Big enough, but I'm returning those. They were very expensive. The man behind the counter goes, pretty expensive. I go, yeah. He goes, you know, you could save 10% by starting. I said, don't. We're not doing that today. Did I tell you? So there I was at Marshall's trying to find those shoes. And
would you call those knee high or thigh high?
Thigh high.
Okay.
Yeah. So I find them and they're the perfect color, perfect size, perfect length, blah, blah, blah. I say, oh, this one, where's the other one of this? Because it was on the display. He goes, we can't find the other one.
Boot?
Yes.
They lost one boot?
They lost one boot.
There was a display wearing one boot?
Yep.
Well, you were at a Marshall's.
I know. I know. So I said, so
you should become a maxinista.
I said, have you looked around? He goes, honestly, I work here once a week, so I don't really know where it could be.
Whoa.
I said, well,
what does he do the other 6 days?
I literally said to him, I said, I don't blame you, but this is a strange business model. and he pointed
at the mannequin.
Yeah, the one wearing a
she's a strange business model.
You got got there. I'll give it. Okay, that was good. And I wrote down my name and number, and by that I put down Nathan's name and number, and then they called me as soon as I had already bought a different pair of boots
and
for double the price.
Found the left
found
shoe.
The other boot. I had to drive all the way back to the Beverly Center. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway.
So that's Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande.
No, who said I was Lady Gaga?
You're Lady Gaga.
No, who said I was Lady Gaga?
You're Allie.
So who?
You're Allie.
No, I was going to say, there's definitely a star was born during A Star is Born.
You're Allie from her SNL performance in the movie.
I don't know what character I'd be from A Star is Born, but I'm definitely from A Star is Born.
Allie, Ariana Grande.
Didn't say I was Allie.
Tanya Khan.
No.
And so all women this year, men are out. It is the year of the woman. The last one, I hope you're a witch that gets kicked by a dog.
There's still time. That seems like a couple's costume.
Can you believe some people said,
who's the witch? Who's the dog? Well, what kind of dog was it? Dog.
It was a German Shepherd. Oh. And everyone kept going, he. And I go, don't gender that dog. I said, I heard that dog's name was Rachel.
How do you know they just weren't laughing?
I said, that dog's name is Rachel. And someone goes,
don't gender the name Rachel.
And someone goes, well, that dog has a penis. And I go, why are you looking at that dog's penis?
Okay, well, first of all,
there was a lot going on.
Genitals do not make a gender. Please, thank you.
I concur.
Well, let the president know.
Well, tweet it. God. Vote. Let him know by voting.
Hey,
have we mentioned
y'all,
voting?
It's like next week is the week, right? Next week is the week of voting. Yeah, a week from today's episode is the day you're supposed to fucking vote.
Wow.
So let's help them, the people. Open your fucking phone. Open your calendar. Just put it in the calendar. Like, this is what you need to do.
Vote.
Request the time off. Ask for somebody to watch your kid. If you are in a position where if you are in a position where you have some spare time that day, ask anybody, is there anything I can do to help you? Can I drive you to the poll? Can I watch your kid for an hour? Can I do what do you need me to do for you so that you can make sure you go and vote?
Can I get you a sandwich?
Can I get you a sandwich?
Can I kick a witch for you?
Yes, anything that you could do.
Me and a lot of my friends in San Francisco, we had a dinner that my friend Jake hosted, and we had like 12 of us come over, and we all had the ballot for like San Francisco, like our district, and we went over every single candidate.
Love that.
Every single prop. Like, it was actually very educational, very eye-opening.
It's good to go through that with your friends because it kind of helps you like figure out, okay, oh, how do we feel about this one?
Some of the options we were all like, yes, we're all on board. And other times it was like people were debating, and it was actually very interesting. I was like, it's nice to have conversations like this, especially with some of my friends in San Francisco, because so often it's just, we talk about like gay things and partying and going to the bar and drinking and RuPaul's Drag Race and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I feel like we should have more conversations like this. People should get more heated.
Ah, I love that.
Did you know what's on the ballot for California?
Should dogs
it's something equally as Corey, that could be on the ballot, one of my passion projects, if you will. Did you know
what
we can get rid of? Daylight savings time.
Oh my god, I did see that.
Well,
I'm voting to keep
we're
it
getting,
I'm voting to keep it.
Technically we're getting rid of standard time because it's trying to make daylight
are you voting to keep it or get rid of it?
Are you fucking kidding?
I'm voting to keep it. It's on my make-believe ballot.
Why would you do that?
Because I support farmers that I have to wake up early.
Oh my god. Wow.
You're really voting to get rid of it?
Yes,
I'm
bitch.
A traditionalist. Marriage is between one man and one savings of daylight.
You can't even change the clock in your car. This is your chance to not ever have to do that again.
My clock in my car is off by like 14 hours and 2 minutes.
Well, I thought, even last I heard, the whole dash or something was all broken. So
it is. Stacy Dash is broken.
Probably because you've been keeping it on the wrong time for all this time.
Okay.
Time.
So you're getting rid of daylight savings?
I'm going to try my damnedest.
How are you? You know, okay, this is a great
example.
We're
technically going into daylight savings time year round, which we already are 8 of the 12 months of the year anyway.
Anyway, this is a great example. You don't have to agree with your friends.
No.
But
in fact,
if you're passionate about it, you could really campaign. You could spread awareness.
Some of our friends go, ugh, our family lives in Seattle. This seems like a lot of work to subtract an hour if it gets changed.
I'm not going to argue with that.
I said, bitch.
So you're telling me Seattle is going to be in a different time than us?
If in California, yeah. This is how we get the whole country to get on board.
This is, you know what?
There's already states like this.
This is, you know what happens when you do
Don't
this?
Don't get me heated. I'm going to get carried away.
You say yes to this first, and then...
And then you say yes to the dress second. No.
And then before you know it...
What? What? Before you know
marriage
it?
Marriage is between a dog and a horse.
You're right.
And a witch and a horse. And a suddenly, dog and a dog kicking a witch.
That's how a dog proposes to a witch, as it kicks it. And it says, will you be my witch? And then, but the good news is...
You better work, witch.
The good news is, no one will complain when they send out the invites for the wedding and they list Pacific Daylight Time versus Pacific Standard Time.
Back to the subject at hand. If you're confused as to like, oh my God, I'm so daunted. There's so many propositions, so many judges. How do we even know what like a circuit blah, blah, blah is? Circuit queen, blah, blah, blah. Like, who could I vote for, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, girl, here's the deal. You can really look up what like a newspaper has endorsed and see what their reasonings are. You can look up like what the Human Rights Campaign has endorsed and see what their reasonings are. You can look up what like a local LGBT group has endorsed. A lot of LGBT groups around the country that are local will endorse different candidates based on how much they support like the most disenfranchised communities. I think that's a really good route. I think by seeing who supports the disenfranchised communities the most, that's a really great angle to figure out who's going to care about all people. So those are good things to do. Google it. If you're daunted, just Google it a little. You'll find some answers.
Well, and like I said,
it's better to do like 10 minutes of work in Googling than not vote at all.
Well, and like I said, I just had like a dinner party with, I think there were like 12 or 13 of us there and two dogs, and it was great.
There were pups at play?
Yeah. There were.
Did you see that somebody in the fisting community just got killed or something?
No.
You know what?
They went fist deep. Tune in next week to hear the rest of this story.
Okay, we got to go. Don't forget. Please don't forget to vote.
Remember to vote.
Put it in your calendar. And you have to get 5 of your friends to do it.
You really do.
You really do. You can. It's the do not read a single poll that says anybody you believe in or support is in the lead. It's polls don't matter. I truly believe it's 50-50 and your vote will be the one.
There you have it.
Okay, bitch.
All right.
I swear to God. If in the next episode we're pissed at you, I swear to God. Psychobabble listeners, it's up to you. Okay?
This is your now.
Pod Save America couldn't. We can. Okay. Who are the other podcasts? Exactly.
There you have it.
And there you have it.
That's how Sue sees it.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.